This is a term. I don't know how legitimate it is. We don't believe that what they're doing is legitimate. It is a term that's out there amongst people who are into body art, and they're known as people who are performing this thing, this activity illegally.
How does it end up on the Kent County Health Department's radar?
We find out about it a number of ways. I can't really discuss in this situation how we found out. We were alerted to this one by the Grand Rapids Police Department. I can tell you that much. But it comes to us a number of ways, and we have an online reporting method at Access Kent that you can go in there and print out a form. And we really need people to inform us that this stuff is going on. We think a lot more of it is going on than what we're aware of, and we need to get at these folks because there is a real public health risk. There are licensed, legitimate tattoo artists, body artists, if you will. They go through classes. They know how to stop the spread of disease. And anytime you're talking needles, you're talking a public health risk. We're talking about hepatitis, HIV, and there's a number of bacteria that can, if it's administered wrong, it can scar you for life. So you may think you're getting a real deal on a tattoo and end up really messed up.
Do you have a sense of how prevalent this is?
It's hard for us to gauge how prevalent it is. As with any illegal activity, everybody wants to operate underneath that radar. We know it's going on, but to what extent, and then to find them and enforce and get GRPD involved and arrest is quite a challenge.
Well, it would appear, I guess, on the surface, is that those who are licensed might be the ones turning in those who are unlicensed. Is that some of what's happening?
That's some of what happens. In some cases, it's a parent who comes forward because their child has been into one of these places. In some cases, it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband who turns in the artist. In some cases, it's someone who says, hey, look, I did this, and this guy really messed me up.
There are tattoo parties that take place.
That's what I'm told. I haven't personally been to one.
What are the penalties?
There are three specific sections. One deals with operating an illegal business, tattooing illegally without a license, and in some cases, if it applies, there's a separate penalty for tattooing a minor.
Steve Kelso, you're with the Kent County Health Department. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me this afternoon.